Hello, friends, and welcome to Spider on the Web number 68. Rather than bore you with all of the reasons why this podcast is as late as the last one, I think I'd rather just sum it up by saying I'm trying to get a new book kickstarted, which is always a difficult time for me, and to thank you all very much for your patience in letting me get away with it so far, and to try and make it up to you the same way I did last time by going way over my usual hour, and by filling this whole episode with extraordinarily good music that I hope will be new to you. Think of this as Spider on the Web Supersized, the music edition. To start, here's an unreleased Cass Elliot tune I'm dedicating to one of my strongest and most welcome recent distractions from work and play, my granddaughter Marissa Alegria da Silva, already 8.5 pounds and nearly 2 feet long. Welcome to the world, baby. Thinking of my granddaughter naturally makes me think of Brazil, birthplace of her dad. So let me try and build a musical bridge between there and where I'm sitting right now. This is one of Brazil's great musicians, Celso Machado, a master of the styles known as samba and choro, who just moved to Mission, British Columbia last year. Here he is performing there live on an instrument called a cora, a track called Choro da Varanda. Celso Machado. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's some more Celso Machado with vocals this time, a tune called Balayo de Gato, which I believe translates as Cat Dance.
Esse balango tá tão cheio que nem tapa carreca. Tem tanta roupa pra lavar que já nem posso uma pensar. Pão vem aqui, eu deve ser bambiar. Todo mundo pergunta onde vai mulher. Com certeza ela vai pagar no carrossel. Papagaio é bom você me segurar. Se não vou cair no balango de gato. Louco o barco, tabaco, bebo o sapato. Dança na ponta do taco, tô fraco. Só quero ouvir você me perguntar. Porque essa confusão, urubu carrega gato. Borboleta não, todo mundo pergunta onde vai mulher. Com certeza ela já pagou no carrossel. Mas esse balaio tá tão cheio que nem tapa carreca. Tem tanta roupa pra lavar que já nem faço mais pensar. Pra ver aqui o deve ser mambiar. Todo mundo pergunta onde vai mulher. Com certeza ela vai pagar no carrossel. Um papagaio é bom você me segurar. Se não cai no balaio de gato. Um burro pago tá pago. Pega o sapato da santa ponta do prato do pá. Só quero ver você que pergunta. Porque essa confusão. Urubu carrega canta. Vou coletar na mão. Todo mundo pergunta onde vai mulher. Com certeza ela já pagou no carrossel. O convidado pra dançar no catolé. Aí me puseram no caminho cheio de mulher. E pato me puxaram de caminho, empurraram de lá fui cair num balaio de gato. Me puxaram de caminho, empurraram de lá fui cair num balaio de gato. Convidado pra dançar no catolé. Aí me puseram no caminho cheio de mulher. E pato me puxaram de caminho, empurraram de lá fui cair num balaio de gato. Me puxaram de caminho.
Thank you.
While I'm in a Brazilian mood, I'm going to give you a couple of excerpted tracks by my current favorite Brazilian musician slash singer slash composer, the great Seu Jorge. From his CD, Cru, here are portions of two cuts. The first is called Una Mujer.
Uma mulher brasileira, um avião tropical, luz e sabor, uma estrela de fogo, dança no cais da paixão. Una mujer, a beleza do mar, movendo as águas do amor, clara evidência ao sol que doura. Solamente você. Voou, sumiu pelo mundo uma mulher cigana. A própria cor dos meus dias une a mulher uma flor. Movendo as águas do amor, clara evidência ao sol que dura.
I've been reading recently, to my total disbelief and horror, that Brazil is now thinking of solving its favela problem, or more accurately, its favela problems, or 600 of the damn things just in Rio de Janeiro, by simply building big, tall walls around the motherfucking godforsaken shantytown slums and then pretending they don't exist, let alone contain one out of every five Brazilians. If you don't know what a favela is, please go Google up the word right now, F-A-V-E-L-A. They'll be coming to North America soon, and Wikipedia can explain to you why. I know, right now they seem like somebody else's problem, far away from here. But as Seu Jorge reminds us with this track's title, Eu sou favela. I am favela.
Ah, favela, nunca foi reduto de marginal. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. Ela só tem gente humilde marginalizada, e essa verdade não sai no jornal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. Sim, mas eu sou favela, posso falar de cadeira. Minha gente é trabalhadeira e nunca teve assistência social. É, mas só vive lá, porque para o pobre não tem outro jeito. Apenas só tem o direito a um salário de fome e uma vida normal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. A favela nunca foi reduto de marginal. Ela só tem gente humilde marginalizada, e essa verdade não sai no jornal. A favela é um problema social. A favela é um problema social. Sim, mas eu sou favela e posso falar de cadeira.
All right, I propose that we change the channel now and cheer ourselves up with some of the most mighty musical magic there is. Let's juice ourselves with a trip back through the mists of time and Newsweek to the rocks of root and roll themselves. Here are a couple of tracks by the undisputed greatest band of all time, specifically Newcastle on Tyne, where they were miraculously recorded live in 2004. Yes, it's those moppable love tops, the greatest group that never was, the Prefab Four themselves, the Ruttles.
Is a kind of philosopher's song, and if you know the words, join in.
Now let's change the channel again with a track George Harrison would have loved. It is from Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt's splendid new CD, Slide to Freedom 2, and although I'm not positive, I believe this track features some playing by Salil's esteemed father Vishwam Mohan Bhatt, Grammy-winning musician and pupil of Ravi Shankar, who happened to be a close friend of the Quiet Beatle. Check it out. This track is called Blessings.
Thank you.
Elsewhere on the CD, Slide to Freedom 2, which, by the way, you can learn about at DougCox.org. Doug and Salil are joined by New Orleans jazz singer John Boutte on a tune that was written by George Harrison. For you, Blue.
Because you're sweet and lovely, girl, I love you. Because you're sweet and lovely, girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you at the moment I feel blue. I'm living saw you. You looked at me, that's all you had to do. I feel it now, I hope you feel it too.
About a couple of tracks by the man himself. Live at the Royal Albert Hall in 1992, this is the band that called itself Harry and the Hijack Band.
Thank you.
here's a taste of the great Chet Atkins at the Smithsonian Institute back in 1976. I've been looking forward to playing you these next couple of tracks for several weeks now. I first heard them while I was in New York waiting for my grandchild to show up for her party, and they both just flipped me right out. This first one in particular has been very helpful to me in getting my new novel Orphan Stars off the ground. Here is my good and true friend, composer, arranger, saxophonist, webmaster, and Zen priest Colin McDonald playing solo baritone sax on David Lang's composition Press Release. Recorded live last February at a saxophone conference. Check this out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oddly, Colin's ears are not perceptibly larger than normal human ears, even though he obviously can breathe through them. Do check out his own website, crypticmusic.ca. This next piece is one of Colin's own remarkable compositions, At Sea, with text by Aleister Crowley. It is performed here by the Vancouver vocal ensemble Musica Intima, themselves well worth Googling.
Oh,
Amazing. And now for something completely different. Esbjörn Svensson was a brilliant Swedish jazz pianist. His Esbjörn Svensson Trio, or EST, put Nordic jazz on the international map from the moment they released an album I immensely recommend to you called From Gagarin's Point of View in 1999. They recorded many more brilliant albums together, and then, at age 44, Svensson died in a scuba accident outside of Stockholm, leaving a wife and two sons. Here is a taste of the Esbjörn Svensson Trio live in Utrecht in 2003. The track is called The Rube Thing.
Thank you.
Thanks to my good friend Jen Stark, I'm happily in a position to lay some unreleased Lord Buckley on you. Here's an especially tasty live version of what is perhaps his lordship's best-known rap, The Naz.
What a great thing it is to be alive, my lords, my ladies, beloveds. Would it embarrass you very much if I were to tell you that I love you? It embarrasses you, doesn't it? I'm on you, Roger. Now look at all you cats and kittens out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that juice and patting each other on the back and hipping each other. Who the greatest cat in the world is? Mr. Malenkoff, Mr. Talenkoff, Mr. Eisenhower, Mr. Woozer, Weezer, Mr. Wiser, Woozer, Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beechhill, and Mr. Churchill, and all them hills gonna get you straight. If they can't get you straight, then no cat knows a cat will straighten you. But I'm going to put a cat on you. Was the coolest, grooviest, sweetest, wailingest, strongest, swingingest cat that ever stomped on this jumping green spear. And they call this your cat, the Naz. He was a carpenter kitty. Now, the Naz was the kind of a cat that come on so cool and so groovy and so with it that when he laid it down, ba-bam, it stayed there. Naturally, all the rest of us said, man, look at that cat wheel. He's wheeling up a storm up there. Hey, he laying it down right. He no, get off my back, Jack. What's the matter with you? I'm trying to hear what the cat's putting down. They're pushing the Naz to dig his miracle lick. And the Naz say, cool babies. Tell you what I'm going to do. I ain't going to take 2, 4, 6, 8 of you cats, but I'm going to take all 12 of you studs and straighten you all at the same time. So you cats look like you're pretty hip. You say, you buddy with me. So the Naz and his buddies was goofing off down the boulevard one day, and they run into a little cat with a bent frame. So the Naz look at this little cat with the bent frame, and he say, what's the matter with you, baby? Little cat with the bent frame, he said, my frame is bent, Naz. Say, it's been bent from in front. So the Naz look at the little cat with the bent frame, and he put the golden eyes of love on this here little kitty, and look right down into the window of the little cat's soul, and he say to the little cat, he say, straighten, boom, up at that cat like an arrow, and everybody jumping up and down say, look what the Naz put on that boy. you dug him before, said, re-dig him now. Everybody talking about the Naz, what a great cat he was, how he swung with the glory and love, how he straightened out all the squares, how he stumbled into the money changer's cart and kicked the short change all over the place and knocking the corners off the squares, how he put it down to the cat, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down twice, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down the third time, dug it, boom, walked away with his eye bugging me out there, bumping into everybody. And they're pulling on the Naz's coattail. They want him to sign the autograph. They want him to do a gig here, do a gig there, play the radio, play the video. He can't make all that jazz. Like I explained, he's a company kid, he got his own lick. But when he know he should go and show and blow, and cannot go, cause he got too much strain on him, straighten out the squares. He sends a couple of these cats to his hipping. So came a little 60-cent gig one day, and the Naz was in the bind. And he put it on a couple of boys. Said, boy, take care of that bummer, would you? Said, take it off your wig, Naz, we'll cool it. And they started out to straighten it out for the Naz. And he got about halfway over to where they're going, and he came to a little old 20-cent pool of water. and he got right in the pool of water with the boat, and all of a sudden, blam, the lightning flashing and the thunder roar, and the boat is going up and down, and he pulled cats, thinking every minute going to be the last. One cat look up, and here come the Nazareth. Cool as anyone you see, right across the water, stomping. And there's a little cat on board, I think his name is Jude. He said, hey, Naz, can I make it out there with you? And then Naz say, make it, Jude. And old Jude went stomping off that boat, took four steps, dropped his whole cart. Naz had to stash him back on board. So the Naz say, he said, what's in trouble here, boys? He said, you hitting on that SOS and bell pretty hard. You won't bend that bell knocking on it like that. Well, the cat said, what's he doing? Trouble, say, Lord, say, can't you see the storm storming and the lightning flashing and the thunder roaring? And the Nile say, I told you stay cool, didn't I, baby? To the people who don't know, that means to believe. To stay cool is to be, to have the sweet fragrance of serenity. Rock your wig. See. So now everybody's talking about the Naz. Oh, this beautiful swinging man. I was setting the country on fire with great sparks of great love. Like a swinging nonstop satellites going through all the lanes and valleys and putting down a scene with such beauty and such power and such charm that now sparks 75 feet long shooting out of the grapevine. And they now got 5,000 of these little cats and kitties in the Naz's hometown where the cat lived looking to get straight. Well, he knows he can't straighten them there. It's too small a place to want to hang everybody up. So the Naz backed away a little bit, and he looked at these cats and kitties, and he said, come on, babies. Let's get on out on the bike. And there went the Naz with these 5,000 cats and kitties a-stomping up a storm. Behind him there's a great love river joy. It's going like a great chain through these gorgeous cats and kitties as they're swanging along in the beat of the Naz, and the birds are flying along one side and singing love songs to these cats and kitties. And it's a great jubilee of love, and the Naz talking about hopping in the hour, hopping in the flower, hopping to you, hopping to me, hopping in the tree. Naz had them pretty eyes. He wanted everybody to see with the eyes and see how pretty it was. And they have such a glorious swanging time that before you know it, they were 42 miles out of town. Ain't nobody got the first biscuit. So the Naz look at them cats and kitties and they say, you hungry, ain't you, babies? When the cats say, yeah, Naz say, we was digging so hard what you putting down. We didn't prepare, say, we goofed. So the Naz say, well, we got to take it easy here. We wouldn't want to go ahead and order up something you might not like, would we? And they said, sweet double hippies, you put it down, and we'll pick it up. And the Naz step away a little bit, and he put a glorious sound of love on. He said, oh, sweet swinging flowers of the field. And they said, oh, great nonstop singular sound of beauty. And he said, stomp upon the terror. They did. He said, lift your miracle of the body. The body went up. He said, lift your arm. The arms went up. He said, higher. They went higher. He said, dig infinity. And they dug it. And when he did that, there was a flash of thunder. Look at my hands, a great big stuff, sweet, swinging, smoked fish. And in the other, a long gone crazy loaf of that southern homemade honey tasting sweet bread. Why, these poor cats flipped. Naz never did nothing simple. When he laid it, he laid it. When the sails above the Jordan, over about, sweet love.
The great folk singer Ed McCurdy told me once that he first met Lord Buckley backstage. He encountered him playing cards with four black guys. And Ed, being young and brash, asked if he could sit in. And one of the black guys said to him, "All right, go on, get out of here, you look like a virgin." And according to Ed, Lord Buckley looked up and said, "My dear fellow, how can you possibly tell if the boy is a virgin until you've heard him fart? Sit down, young man." Remarkable man, Richard Lord Buckley. Check him out. And Ed McCurdy, too, for that matter. All right, that's an honest lid, I think. I thank you all sincerely, again, for your patience with this podcast. Between Jeannie's surgery, baby Marissa's arrival, and kickstarting a trilogy, I've been meeting myself in the halls lately. Your generous donations and subscriptions have helped more than I can say. Next time, I'll have some splendid news for all fans of the immortal Theodore Sturgeon, and I'm delighted to say, by kind permission of Ted's daughter and literary executor Noel, I'll be reading you one of my favorite Sturgeon stories. Don't miss Spider on the Web number 69, which, like this and all episodes of Spider on the Web, is brought to you under Creative Commons license, no derivatives, non-commercial. I can't think of anything better to close with than a hauntingly beautiful new song composed and performed by someone I really love, my sister-in-law Dore Leger. New to me, that is. Dore apparently recorded this home demo quite a while ago and only just ran across it again, on a cassette, and sent it to us. It absolutely fries me. Here's Dore Leger with "The Time Is Gone." See you.